Live from the Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, fierce and fearless in hot pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the biggest clown and the worst mayor of the city ever, is now focused on a statue of Thomas Jefferson having it removed. Number two, will little Adam Schiff be able to throw his weight around and get some people arrested for ignoring his pointless subpoenas? We'll find out. Number one, the red wave coming. It has captured a small flag in Iowa, but the prize is in Virginia. And continued missteps by Democrat former Governor Terry McAuliffe could cost him the job in the second go-round. In fact, Glenn Youngkin has the one thing every football coach wants with less than 3 weeks to go. That is Big Mo. All the momentum heading into the fourth quarter here. Glenn Youngkin has it all. Plus, McAuliffe has alienated two of the biggest voting blocks he must count on if he expects to pull off the win. First, and maybe most important, it's the parents. Right now, he's not doing well in that column, and it's an indication of Democrats in general nationally being out of touch, thinking they can tell parents what's best for their kids. This is how it's going to be. It really is outrageous that the Democrats are so arrogant and out of step with parents. Suburban moms, read that into the conversation. That they're so out of step, they're alienating these people across the country. The other group he can't let slip away, but is independents. And the bad news for McAuliffe, those very same independents are running, fleeing from President Joe Biden and his sinking ship. They've seen enough of his failed policies. They've had it to hear. The entire conversation has turned on Terry McAuliffe, in fact. He is the Democrat, of course, former governor running for re-election. His comments saying parents have no right to question what is being taught in the public schools. Here is one shocked immigrant mom. She's a woman who came to America looking for freedom, moved to Virginia. She is stunned by what she's seeing. Listen.
I could not believe in America, which is supposed to be the land of liberty. Somebody could target parents like this. Parents, we are the primary educators for our children. No one can take our place. And to tell us that we had the audacity to speak up for our children was shocking, to say the least.
Shocking, to say the least. Of course we're going to speak up for the children. We are the primary educator of our kids. Of course we are. Here's another one. Another mom who should scare Terry McAuliffe in the run to the end. Listen to what this woman says about independence getting away from Terry McAuliffe. Listen to this.
I'm historically an independent voter. I have voted every which way you could vote.
Amy Dodson is not defined by political labels.
I was not a fan of President Trump. I didn't vote for him, and I didn't vote for Biden, but I did vote.
That makes her an important wild card in Virginia, where she cast her vote early this week for one reason above all.
What led me to vote for Glenn Youngkin this time around was education.
Education is a central issue in the final stretch of the closely watched Virginia governor's race, where the power of the parents' movement is suddenly front and center.
Yeah, there it is. The parents' power movement. We actually need a parents' power movement in America because politicians are so enamored with themselves, they lost track of the parents' connection to their own children. Unbelievable. And the problem is Terry McAuliffe doesn't even know what's being taught in Virginia schools. I want to jump to bite 13 here because Terry McAuliffe has no idea what's being taught. And when questioned, when pushed, when asked what critical race theory is, he says it's not being taught. Well, what is it? Please explain. And the beauty of this exchange is that it's a young African-American reporter doing a great job asking him and not letting him off the hook. Say, wait a second. Tell us what it is you're not teaching. Go.
In school.
So how do you define it?
Anita, it is not taught here in Virginia.
But how do you define it?
Doesn't matter. It's not taught here in Virginia, so I'm not going to spend
your thoughts
my time
on what it is.
I'm not even spending my time because the school board and everyone else has come out and said it's not taught. It's racist. It's a dog whistle.
But if we don't have a definition, how can we say it's racist? I just want a definition from you.
It's not taught here in Virginia. We can ask about any topic. Here's what I've said all along, and it really bothers me. You know, it really bothers me. This whole idea of stirring parents up to create divisions. Our children are going through such challenges today because of COVID, and we're talking about something here today, wasting precious viewers' time.
Oh, you're wasting precious viewers' time by refusing to answer what should be a very simple question, Mr. McAuliffe. And that's the problem with so many today. They're against this or for that, but they have no idea what this or that is. No idea whatsoever. I support it. Well, this is what it is. Well, I don't support that. Yes, you do. That's what you just said. Well, I don't support that. I'm against this. Well, what is this? Doesn't matter. Of course it matters. Of course it matters. Define what it is that we're not teaching in Virginia or anywhere else in this country. Define what it is that we are teaching. Explain it so it's clear and understandable. As Einstein said, if you cannot explain it in simple terms, you don't understand it well enough. He doesn't understand it at all because he can't explain it at all. He just dodges the question completely. And the national news outlets, well, they're sounding the alarms as well, as they should be. Terry McAuliffe's in real trouble for what was supposed to be a slam dunk for Democrats. It was supposed to be an easy get. It's not so easy. Listen.
Democrats are very worried about this. They thought Virginia was a solidly blue state. They're learning that may not be the case at all. Of course, Terry McAuliffe's been around a long time. Glenn Youngkin, the outsider, the newcomer, is really catching on here. So the next 3 weeks are very critical, at least in the eyes of Democrats.
And I want to share something else with you that I found digging around last night in the attic, moving some clutter around, and I found something remarkable in the attic. Because if you think Republicans are the only ones talking about voting machines being dangerous and not trustworthy and questioning voter integrity and voting integrity, let's listen to Terry McAuliffe. The same. In 2019, that's right, 2019, about why his state got rid of all of these voting machines. Listen to this.
I mean, I can tell you, in Virginia, when I was governor, I had to replace all the machines. Because I remember when I first voted, when I went to Richmond, moved down as governor, I remember I kept voting in the Senate race, kept voting for the Democrat, Republican name kept coming up. 3 times that happened.
What do you mean kept coming up?
So, we had the touch screens. I was voting for Mark Warner, our senator, and Ed Gillespie's name would light up. Happened to me 3 times. Finally, the 4th time, Mark's name, and I quickly hit vote, and I got out of there. You know, all the cameras are looking at me like, this guy doesn't know how to vote. I mean, what's going on? So then I had an investigation done, and listen to this. I brought in some technology experts. They were able to hack into our machines from off-site in about 5 or 6 minutes, and within 4 minutes, they were able to change a vote. I decertified all the machines. Now in Virginia, we have paper ballot.
Wait a second. People were able to hack into the machines, Governor? Change votes in Virginia? This is on the record from a Democrat? Pretty telling, don't you think? Something to consider, isn't it? I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.